Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us.
Oh yeah, and I found out you can't play F-Zero on PlayStation.
No.
It's only Nintendo.
Okay, we tried to tell you that.
I was just.
Well, no, it was an F-Zero. It was like a knockoff that you could play on PS4.
But that's not F-Zero.
Yeah, they don't they don't really do cross platforms.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
So
that was my fault.
You were supposed to be the gamer.
Yeah.
Because that's old school gaming right there.
Everyone F-Zero, that just bid on it is now disappointed in you.
Yeah, because it was like, oh my gosh, you're going to play F-Zero. No.
You know how many people called their friends like, I can play F-Zero with Hugh? He said it on the radio. And then people were like, nah, he lied. He did it again. All right, so the Bad Boys we came in with there, is, you know, we usually update everyone on Philly's jail where we're at. And, you know, early in the season, we had no choice here but to lock Jordan Romano up and really throw the key away. I have to say, though, Hugh, just like with anybody else, if there's good behavior, we reconsider things. Jordan Romano closed that game out last night, and since April 20th, have you seen what our guy Romano's done?
What are you doing, Joe?
1.45 ERA.
It's coming around.
7 strikeouts, 2 walks, only 1 earned run in 6 2/3. Are we willing to open up the door and let Jordan out?
I thought he was on work release. This is more Kyle's thing than mine because I thought he was on work release.
A little parole for Jordan Romano?
Yeah, he can get out.
Okay.
He's got a parole officer. We're keeping an eye on him, making sure he's still on good behavior.
Yeah, I mean, he's not fully out of the woods yet, but
no.
I feel like he is. We could let him back into society now.
Like he's no longer in maximum security.
Yes. Well, I mean, after that Marlins game,
he's in gym pop. Does he get conjugal visits? Is he allowed to have conjugals? I mean, what are we talking about?
We're not in charge of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's out on parole right now.
I took it too far.
So he can do whatever he wants in terms of that. But,
you did, yeah. All right, so now that we have an open jail cell, are we? Yep. Should we have a discussion about Rafael Marchand?
I don't even think there's a discussion.
Lock him up.
He sucks.
All right.
Guilty!
We have a problem with Rafael Marchand here, Hugh. Have you picked up on the difference between when Aaron Nola is being caught by Marchand compared to JT Realmuto?
I have not picked up on that.
I'm going to give you some numbers here. You ready for this?
Uh-oh. So wait a minute. Before you do. Mm-hmm. Does that mean there might be a chance?
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Let's first decide
if we need to jail Marchand, okay?
Okay.
And then we decide if he's in jail, do we need a new catcher? Okay? So here are the facts, okay? This season, Aaron Nola's made 8 starts. 4 of them have come with Rafael Marchand. 4 of them have come with JT Realmuto. You ready for these splits here?
Gotcha.
4 starts with JT Realmuto. 2.49 ERA for our guy Aaron Nola. In the 4 starts with Rafael Marchand, his ERA is 7.40. 7.40 Marchand, 2.49 with Realmuto.
Guess who else probably noticing those numbers?
Stubby?
Well, it's not Stubby. I was like,
Nola.
Nola is the one that's like, oh, hold up, dog. Like, wait a minute, what's going on?
So, all right. Is that enough of a sample for you to say we got something really going on here? Because I do think part of it might just be maybe Nola was just bad that night. Maybe it wasn't Marchand's fault behind the plate. It feels pretty extreme.
Well, it feels like a little bit like he doesn't trust him, you know, to be in those situations. I mean, I don't think Nola's pretty self-aware about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then, yeah, he's probably not happy with him catching. So, Can I get to my point that I was about to make? Maybe. You're gonna be the lonely one. Baby to it. Hey! Do you believe in life? And you even said last week, Andrew Painter has benefited tremendously.
Yes.
From having Garrett down there.
That's why I want to leave Stubbs down there. He's got to coach Painter up. Nola's got to figure this Painter out up
coming,
here.
Painter coming up eventually. So it is coming up in a package deal.
No, I guess we could do that.
Chief Vibes Officer. Look, if making, the, a, if making
the,
a run.
If the Phillies really want to bring Stubbs back, okay. If they think he's an upgrade over Marshawn. But I'm
he's
not,
the missing piece.
Oh, look, if Marshawn's in jail, the they need piece, somebody.
The missing piece. The guy jumped in a pool in Arizona.
Yeah, he did, and it went south.
Missing Which had piece. Nothing to do with anything.
Well, it didn't help. But it didn't help.
Well, you know, they are surging right now, but it would be something to be said if he came back and then all of a sudden they just, you know, they take it to the next level. They're, I'm just saying.
They've won 11 out of 14 with Marshawn here.
I'm just saying. It was a little bit, for a time, there was something wrong. You know, the dots weren't clicking. Mm. Maybe he can you know lock him in a little bit better.
Oh, so all right, where are we? Are we putting Marshawn in jail? Is this?
It sounds like you are.
You have to.
It kind of sounds like you are.
He's a menace to society right now.
Someone from the Phillies has to be in jail, and we allowed Romano. All right, fine, put Marshawn in jail if you guys want to do that. I think you want to do it. No,
right.
I don't actually. I think Nola's being let off the hook here for his. Is it really Rafael Marchand's fault that Aaron Nola hangs curveballs?
Yes. Well, that's the it's the not. Numbers. Mm. The numbers. There's something to be said about being comfortable with one person as opposed to another.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it's obvious from those numbers. Numbers don't lie. JT obviously makes him feel better.
I
when
agree
he's
with
out
that.
There calling games.
But JT can't catch every game. I mean, we're to run the guy into the ground. I don't know. The Marshawn thing, I think, here's all jokes aside, I think he's having trouble, Hugh, adjusting to being a backup catcher playing once a week. Like, there's mm-hmm. there's an art to that. It's hard to not play
and
then
not
play.
Be locked in.
Yeah.
But I would assume that even if you're not playing, in order to keep that kind of going, isn't there something where you have to kind of sit in and listen to what's being said or how the game's being, like to get a feel for it, to kind of be locked into the game?
So I think defensively, yes. I mean, I was speaking offensively. I think he's struggling to hit because he only plays once a week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that's
sorry.
Part of the issue with Marshawn is he doesn't hit when he plays.
I feel like we have a biased jury here.
What do you mean?
I think you got something personal against Garrett Stubbs.
I don't
have
anything personal against
Garrett
Stubbs.
He definitely has something personal against him because he brought up something that happened a couple years ago by jumping in the pool.
That's right.
Hold on. He did bring it up.
It's not about Stubbs. It's about people who think Stubbs has an impact on winning
Chief
and losing.
Vibes officer.
It's Hugh. It's people like Hugh over here.
Wait a minute.
It's you people. Okay?
See, I'm just saying, Chief Vibes officer.
I don't know. I think we got Hugh. Put him in jail?
I think.
Marshawn's going to jail.
All right, lock him
Guilty.
Up.
Guilty!
Locked up. We'll check back in next week on Rafael Marshawn. Yeah, you know what? I feel happy for Jordan Romano. He worked hard to get out. Really good behavior for a few weeks here, and he lowered that ERA. I think his ERA is in the eights now, which considering it was 16 a few weeks ago.
I mean, look, you're welcome, Philadelphia.
We
changed this man. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, but that is time.
Here's the real question, because I've been asked this. How long until Bryce is put in Philly's jail?
Bryce Harper?
Yes.
Never?
What do you mean never?
Because he's chief pandering officer. He ain't nobody.
That doesn't work on this show.
That's a biased jury.
Yeah.
No, that nobody's putting it. Who's going to put Bryce in jail?
We're in charge. Us.
It's strictly our decision.
We created
this. And there's going to be some pushback. There's going to be some people at the jail with their little signs up top.
Picketing outside.
Just wait till we make the graphic, and it's Bryce behind bars.
Free Bryce.
They're going to picket this.
I'm not going to listen to them. That's fine. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Romano out of jail, and Marshawn in for his struggles catching Aaron Nola. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mike and Ben Salem. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's
going on, man?
Hey, so I just want to talk about this whole Schwarber thing. I mean, really, to me, it doesn't matter when they sign him. I just need him to be signed. I can't see that guy in another uniform. He's becoming one of my favorite Phillies all time. You know, I hear a lot of fans saying, you know, don't sign him now because if we don't win, we got to break up the team. While I agree with that, Schwarber is the last guy I'm breaking up with. You know, if we don't win, I'm trying to trade guys like Nick or Boehm or Marsh, you know, anybody but Schwarber. I mean, I don't think he's the problem on why we're not winning the championship. To me, he's, you know, he's one of the solutions on why we could win the championship.
I agree. And Mike, I don't, if he leaves, I don't even understand what the direction is. Like if he walked away, Are they still trying to compete to win the World Series next year? Are they rebuilding? Because you look at their offense, and I know they had a good couple weeks here, but you take his home runs out, and they just would not be a good enough offense without him.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, I see him as a guy like, you know, what Boston had with Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he could hit homers for us until he's 38, 39. I just don't see a reason why to get rid of him. I understand Kyle's point with the whole Zach Bond thing, you know, not signing him until the end of the year. But, you know, with what you're saying, Joe, it could create a problem where it brings the price up. But, you know, real quick why I had Boston on my mind, too. I just wanted to get your opinion, Joe. Would you trade for a guy like Devers with the way he's acting? You know, maybe try and trade Bohm or, you know, I don't really know the player that well, but, you know, I see the situation over there in Boston. I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about that.
Yeah, so, like, if people don't know the story, and I think Hugh and I, we may have talked about this off the air, but Rafael Devers, who is a $300 million player for the Red Sox, he was signed to be their third baseman. Then this offseason, you remember they signed Alex Bregman to play third base?
Yes.
And they basically said, hey, you got to be a DH now, and he wasn't thrilled about that.
He was like, nah.
Well, now their first baseman is out for the season, season-ending injury, like a patella injury to his knee. So they asked Devers if he would go play first base.
I remember you telling me
and he said no. I mean, he just flat out no. And he said he told the GM to go do his job and go find a new first baseman. So the dots are being connected because Dave Dombrowski was in Boston when Devers arrived. Like, that was his guy. So
you think they think about moving him?
Well, they could think about moving him. And to answer your question, Mike, the whole story bothers me, like a player that won't play enough. And again, it's like a similar position. It's not like you're asking him to go play center field. I mean, I'm sure he could play first base if he puts his mind to it. So it frustrates me. But, Mike, he's such a tremendous hitter that if they were selling low on him, I would absolutely be interested. Like, he's a legitimate top 20 hitter in baseball when he's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, you know, get maybe trade Bohm and maybe a pitching prospect for him, I mean, I might be tempted to do it because, I mean, he's a right-handed bat. You know, you put him behind Harper and then Schwarber, you know, behind him or vice versa. I mean, that could be a pretty dominating lineup right there.
Oh, he's awesome. And he's been on so he started the year really, he struggled to start the year, but he's been on fire lately. Mike, appreciate the phone call.
So we don't have a problem with anybody that really doesn't want to be a team player.
No, I do have a problem with it, but if it's a buy low, I mean, if someone's offering you something that you know is worth a lot for a little, don't you have to have some interest?
I mean, team chemistry is a thing, you know, right?
Yeah.
For him to just tell the GM flat out, hey, no, nah. Hey, we need you to play. Nah, you need to go do your job. Because that's how that sounds to me when you hear it. When you hear somebody say
it's a bad look.
It's a real bad look.
But just hold on, though.
No, you need to go do your – nah. Could you play first base for us? Nah.
But he could play third base here.
You need to go do your job. How about that?
I agree with you. But would you just cross them off your list of potential acquisitions?
Well, I mean, it's like when you talk about chemistry, and I know this doesn't matter because a lot of people, we tend to forget, like, this is something that has been ingrained in us since, you know, Little League. Mm. Little League, Pee Wee, football, whatever. Camaraderie, being a team person.
Yeah.
And to have a grown-ass man in a situation where your team is in desperate need of a position that you could potentially play, and you just tell them flat out no.
It's just a no.
Just say no.
Well, this is
don't do your job.
It's remarkable, this guy. I mean, I
because no, it just what's a okay. I know I'm being petty, and it might not have been as bad as I'm making it sound.
No.
Now, how do you make
no?
You
it go was, do your it, job? I think it was as bad as you make it out to say.
How do you say go do your job in the nicest way possible to the person that signed your checks that gave you this opportunity?
And again, they're not asking to go perform open heart surgery. They just asked to go play first base. I mean,
hey, could you go play first base? You kiss my ass. That's what you can do.
All right.
It was like basically that's what he said.
I know. It's a bad look, but over the last 7 years, he's averaged 34 homers and 110 RBIs.
Yo.
Get him here.
No, wait a minute. I can see. Let me try this one. Hey, could you play first base for us? That sounds like a YP, not so much an MP.
That's a you problem.
That's a YP. That's not a UP. That's not an MP. Yeah, that's a YP.
So he's a problem, but our third baseman has one home run, and his name is Alec Bohm. If I could swap Devers for Bohm today, I'll take the YPs and all the Ps.
Can we make it sound better, though? What did he say? Could you play first base? Mm-mm.
Well, he went on to say the GM needs to do his job and find a new first baseman.
Mm-mm.
How do you think it would go?
I like that guy.
How do you think it would go here? If it was in a press conference, one of the toys asked, would you play this position? No.
I mean, you know how we would react.
I know.
Why? I just like how he said it. I just imagine him saying it as a matter of fact kind of way. Yeah, no. Nah.
It was,
you know
it
yeah,
was a
nah.
flat no. It was
like not even entertaining it at all. Just no. Go ask somebody else.
I don't think that call is the first time we're going to hear that name connected to the Phillies, though. If they want to dump him, I mean, Dombrowski was the guy there when he arrived to the big leagues, and he's a really good player. I would clearly have interest. You have to, even though.
Go do your job.
Yeah, nope. Go find a new first baseman. Andy in Huntington Valley. Hey, Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Andy?
I wait to sign Schwarber because you know what? If they don't win the whole thing, they are going to break it up. And what are you going to do with a great player with a bunch of mediocrity around them, which is kind of what you have now? So why would you invest the money in the years when you've already got Harper invested for years, you got Castellanos, you got Turner? You need a lot of pieces to fill in, and there's no guarantee they're going to win anything. So I wouldn't spend the money in the years. And if he's having a great year, good for him. That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he gets paid to do.
So then you might as well just trade him now, Andy, if you're not going to pay him.
No, you don't have to trade him now. He's under contract. He's performing. They're winning, and that's great.
You're going to get nothing for him.
Yeah, Joe trying to get something for him if that's the thinking.
Listen, there's no reason to get something for him. They're moving along the right way. They won 5 out of 6 in the road trip. You know, if the rest of the team picks it up and they're on a run, that's great.
Sure.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen.
I'm just confused why this is the line in the sand. The Phillies have spent like drunken sailors for 6 years now. We keep paying
exactly why you put the line in the sand now.
With Schwarber? No one sat here when they signed a shortstop that can't play shortstop for 11 years and said, this is not a good idea. But Schwarber, that's where we say no more.
Listen. Next year is a year older. He's having a great year.
We're all
when
a year
Embiid old. Had his MVP year, then what happened? You know, we worry about like individual statistics. Start worrying about trying to win the whole thing, and you're not going to do it.
Hold
with
on a second.
Guy.
All they've done since he got here is win baseball games. They had Bryce Harper here for 3 years. They didn't win squat. The only thing that correlates to winning is him since he got here.
But they haven't won the whole thing, have they? And one guy can't get you to the promised land.
I understand, but like, why is this the line in the sand? There's so many other ways to. They didn't have to give Aaron Nola 7 years. He can't even 92 on the radar gun anymore. But this is. I just don't understand.
I'm not saying that was the right idea either. But I'm saying I don't think the guy's performing. It's one thing if he's having an attitude because hey, he didn't sign me and I'm pissed. He's going out there. He's saying, hey, I'm the guy. So if he can take us all the way to the promised land and they win the World Series. Great, let's have the conversation in the offseason. And no, I wouldn't give him 8 years.
Well, I wouldn't either. The problem is, and I'm with you on that, the problem is if he gets to free agency,
somebody's going
to
pay him.
Someone's going to do that. Yeah, and then you're probably going to lose him. And Andy, I get your point, a good phone call.
I mean, Andy's just going hard today, ain't he?
Well, I just don't understand. Like, what is the plan with the Phillies if we just let Kyle Schwarber walk away? Like, they're just going to be old but worse next year? They're not going to magically get young by letting Schwarber walk out the door. They're old in a lot of places. I just feel like they've gone down this path, and for this to be the one where we say, well, now we got to draw the line in the sand. It feels ridiculous. Yeah, it feels silly, actually.
But yeah, well, I'm not saying don't re-sign him at all.
I know.
But, like, I guess to answer your question, though, like, he is the one that's up for contract.
So was Aaron Nola. Sure. That contract
Well, no, he, but he was. I'm saying, like, if, you know, we're faced with this now, like, Nola's signed now.
Right.
Kyle Schwarber's the one that is the free agent this year.
I know. I just, but no one had a problem with all these other signings that could go bad, but now he's old.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but then we saw, you know, new information. We got our ass kicked by the Mets in the NLDS. It looks like we're going backwards, you know. Mm-hmm. I can sort of understand it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I guess if you're not going to bring, or if you allow for the idea that Schwarber could leave, then I think we're closer to a rebuild than winning a World Series.
Maybe. Well, like a lot of people are starting to get done with this core.
They are playing well right now.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Two out of three over the weekend, five out of six on the trip.
To see how it's, you know.
Well, no, we took the pledge.
Well, no, I took the pledge too, but I'm just saying, I'm just speaking for the people. People looking at it like, yeah.
Everyone knows what happened with the pledge in you.
I was sincere. You know. I was sincere.
No, you were not.
I said it with
were you
with
on YouTube then? I want to find the video.
I think we were. You were clearly giggling though.
Max, ain't nobody ask you nothing.
Yeah.
Max back there giving the thumbs up.
Max knows about you on
Max,
the pledge.
Ain't nobody ask you nothing.
Yeah. Well, I did ask if we were on YouTube. He knows.
No, he's back there giving thumbs up. Max, don't be giving thumbs up.
He knows when we got on YouTube. That's his job. So we were on YouTube and you lied to him.
He was
going to
blame Max for making him look bad, taking the pledge.
Max did do that, though. That's what Max does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could have taken the pledge more seriously.
I did take the pledge seriously.
You did not.
You just didn't believe me. I said it with glee in my heart.
You were giggling.
I said it with glee in my heart. It was glee.
Why do you lie to everyone? I mean, I just...
I said it with glee.
Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
What is glee in my heart? Seriously.
Lies. It's you lying to the audience.
That wasn't. It was glee.
No.
It was glee.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Hugh, I had a sergeant one time tell me right to my face, "You're a liar." So you can just take that for what it is.
To your face? Well, he is the sergeant.
Yeah, I know, what are you going to say?
Probably, you can't do too much for that.
Well, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. So. But anyway, Schwarber, you have to re-sign him now, and you know what? And Andy almost changed my opinion where, you know, he said you don't have to pay him, but then, Joe, you said, well, why not trade him now? And you know what, Joe? I'm going with the camp of why not trade him now, because they're not going to win anything in the playoffs. They're going to have a good season. They're not going to win anything, and then when they don't win anything, my head's going to explode again, and I just can't take that. So if you get a lot of really good prospects and you start changing this core, you bring in Rafael Devers for Alec Boehm, you know, Alec Boehm play first base, you know, and I'm sure he'd do a good job for the Red Sox, you know, but, you know, start changing the chemistry of this team, mix it up a little bit, and I think it would go well. So if you're not going to pay him now, then, you know, go ahead and trade him, you know, because you're not going to be able to keep him because somebody is going to overpay, and then we're going to have to watch Kyle Schwarber in a Miami Marlins uniform for the next 12 years, and that's going to suck.
Yeah, well, I can't do that. But
Miami Marlins.
Yeah, no, we can't have that. Miami's not going to pay him. He's not going to end up there. My fear is he ends up with the Mets, David. I can't watch that. Him and Soto and Lindor. No, I can't do that.
God, that's a nightmare.
It is.
Yeah, that's a nightmare scenario.
And they got bread, too.
Tons of...
He'll be sitting there with glee in his heart, just chuckling away.
He always says glee. But we know what happened with the pledge, and he lied. David. Well, you took it, did we? Appreciate the phone call.
With love and admiration.
With your fingers crossed behind your back.
No, I took it. I had no fingers crossed.
All right. We got to check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. We know they had a lot to say today about Hugh being invisible to start the show, and now I'm shining. I think someone said they could turn all their lights off, and I'm just the light in their house.
You're shining like new money.
Yeah, I am shining today. All right. Tonight, though, could be a huge night for the Sixers. We're going to break down their chances at actually getting the first pick. And the chances at something not as great happening with this. The NBA draft lottery, and it's been a while since the Sixers were part of this. Feels like the old days of the process. The lottery tonight, the Sixers' chances, and of course the hope of getting Cooper Flagg, which I think would be a just a total franchise changing thing. Hugh Doubter Douglas over here doesn't even think Cooper Flagg could save the Sixers.
I just feel bad for Cooper Flagg if he came
here. Oh, come on.
Daryl Morey is still here, man.
I kind of would too.
Well, yeah, but
I feel bad. I'm not going to lie.
If they get Cooper Flagg, it could fix it. It could fix it.
Or okay. We could ruin Cooper Flagg.
Oh, stop.
See, I'm with that.
What are you guys doing?
Because Daryl Morey is still here.
Screw Daryl Morey.
That's the point.
The same cat that's sitting there talking about how good he's been since he's been here. Yeah. You want Cooper Flagg to come here to that?
No, I want Cooper Flagg, and then I'll fire Morey when I get the chance to. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.